Sunday 25 A. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Visit to the Temple. Mary, Model of Prayer. Loss of Jesus. Joys and Sorrows. The Soul to Our Celestial Mother. Holy Mama, your maternal love calls me to you with ever more powerful voice. I'll see you now all busy, ready to leave Nazareth. My Mama, do not leave me. Take me with you, and I will listen attentively to the rest of your sublime lessons. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Beloved child, your company and the care you show in listening to my celestial lessons in order to imitate me are the purest joys you can procure for my maternal heart. I delight because I am able to share with you the immense riches of my inheritance. Turning your gaze now to Jesus, now to me. Pay attention to me. I will narrate to you an episode of my life which, though it had a consoling outcome, was yet most painful to me. Imagine that if the divine will had not given me continuous and new sips of strength and of grace, I would have died of pure spasm. We continue to spend our lives in the quiet little house of Nazareth. And my dear son grew in grace and in wisdom. He was charming because of the sweetness and the gentleness of his voice, the sweet enchantment of his eyes, the loveliness of his whole person. Yes, my son was truly beautiful. Immensely beautiful. He had recently reached the age of 12 when we went to Jerusalem according to custom in order to solemnize the Passover. We set out on the journey, he, Saint Joseph, and I. Very often as we proceeded, devout and recollected, my Jesus would break the silence and speak to us, now of his celestial Father, now of the immense love for souls which he felt in his heart. Once in Jerusalem, we went directly to the temple. And as we arrived, we prostrated ourselves with our faces to the ground to adore God profoundly. And we prayed for a long time. Our prayer was so fervent and recollected as to open the heavens, draw and bind the celestial Father, and therefore hasten the reconciliation between him and men. Now, my child, I want to confide to you a pain that tortures me. Unfortunately, there are many who go to church to pray, but the prayer that they direct to God remains on their lips because their hearts and minds flee far away from him. How many go to church out of pure habit or to spend time uselessly? They close heaven instead of opening it. And how numerous are the irreverences committed in the house of God? How many scourges would be spared in the world, and how many chastisements would convert into graces if all souls strive to imitate our example? Only the prayer that springs from a soul in whom the divine will reigns acts in an irresistible way over the heart of God. it is so powerful as to conquer him and to obtain the greatest graces from him. Therefore, take care to live in the divine will, and your mama, who loves you, will give to your prayer the rites of her powerful intercession. After we had fulfilled our duty in the temple and celebrated the Passover, we prepared to return to Nazareth. In the confusion of the crowd, we were separated. I remained with the women, and Saint Joseph joined the men. I looked around to see whether my dear Jesus had come with me, but not seeing him, I thought he had remained with his father Joseph. What was not the surprise and the consternation I felt when, as we arrived at the place at which we were to reunite, I did not see him at his side. Unaware of what had happened, we felt such fright and such pain that we both remained mute. Overcome with sorrow, we went back hurriedly, anxiously asking those whom we met, "Oh, please, tell us if you have seen Jesus, our son, for we cannot live without him." And crying, we would describe his features. "He is all lovable. His beautiful azure eyes sparkle with light and speak to the heart. His gaze strikes and raptures and chains. His forehead is majestic. His face is beautiful, of an enchanting beauty. His most sweet voice descends deep into the heart and sweetens all bitternesses. His hair, curly and like finest gold, renders him striking and charming. All his majesty and dignity, sanctity in him. He is the most beautiful among the sons of men." But in spite of all our searching, nobody was able to tell us anything. The sorrow I felt became so sharp as to make me cry bitterly and to open at each instant deep gashes in my soul, which caused me true spasms of death. "Dear child, if Jesus was my son, he was also my God. Therefore my sorrow was all in the divine order, that is, so powerful and immense as to surpass all other possible torments together. If the fiat which I possessed had not sustained me continuously with its divine strength, I would have died of dismay. Seeing that no one was able to give us news, I anxiously questioned the angels who surrounded me. 'But tell me, where is my beloved Jesus? Where should I direct my steps in order to find him? Ah, tell him I can endure no more. Bring him to me, into my arms, upon your wings. Oh, please, my angels, have pity on my tears. Help me, bring me Jesus.' In the meantime, as every search had turned out in vain, we returned to Jerusalem. After 3 days of most bitter sighs, of tears, of anxieties and fears, we entered the temple. I was all eyes and looked everywhere when finally, as though overcome with jubilation, I saw my son in the midst of the doctors of the law. He was speaking with such wisdom and majesty as to make those who were listening remain enraptured and amazed. Upon merely seeing him, I felt life come back to me, and immediately I comprehended the secret reason of his being lost. And now, a little word to you, dearest child. In this mystery, my son wanted to give to me and to you a sublime teaching. Could you perhaps assume that he was ignoring what I was suffering? On the contrary, my tears, my searching, and my sharp and intense sorrow resounded in his heart. Yet, during those hours, so painful, he sacrificed to the divine will his own mama, the one whom he loves so much, in order to show me how I too, one day, was to sacrifice his very life to the supreme will. In this unspeakable pain, I did not forget you, my beloved one. Thinking that it would serve as an example for you, I kept it at your disposal, so that you too, at the appropriate time, might have the strength to sacrifice everything to the divine will. As Jesus finished speaking, we approached him reverently and addressed him with a sweet reproach. Son, why have you done this to us? And he, with divine dignity, answered us, Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I have come into the world to glorify my Father? Having comprehended the high meaning of such answer, and adored in it the divine will, we return to Nazareth. Child of my maternal heart, listen. When I lost my Jesus, the pain I felt was so very intense. Yet a second one added to this, that of your own being lost. In fact, in foreseeing that you would go far from the divine will, I felt deprived at once of the son and of the daughter, and therefore my maternity suffered a double blow. My child, when you are in the act of doing your will rather than that of God, think that by abandoning the divine fiat, you are about to lose Jesus and me, and to fall into the kingdom of miseries and of vices. Keep then your word, which you gave me, to remain indissolubly united to me. And I will grant you the grace to never again let yourself be dominated by your will, but exclusively by the divine. The soul. Holy Mama, I tremble in thinking of the abysses into which my will is capable of making me fall. Because of it, I can lose you, I can lose Jesus, and all the celestial goods. Mama, if you do not help me, if you do not surround me with the power of the light of the divine will, I feel it is not possible for me to live of divine will with constancy. Therefore, I place all my hope in you. In you I trust, and from you I hope for everything. Amen.